This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another section of Sanity right here on the real side. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, we're in a home stretch. Some of you are, well, depending on where you're listening, but some of you are listening on your drive, maybe sitting at your office, whatever. So I get your blood pumping. I'll tell you one thing, when you listen to this show, you don't have to worry about exercising. Seriously. Some of the stuff that we cover just make you nuts. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break to discuss some of the issues that they discuss. Yeah, we're going to probably discuss what a lot of people are discussing, which is the Trumpster. I don't know anything else to call him. Well, you can call him President Trump, but you know what I mean. You know, it's the news cycle is amazing. I'm looking at the websites. Can anybody find me stories on, anything else important? Oh, we have a new French president. Would love to know a little bit about him and about his 60-year-old wife or 60-plus-year-old wife that, you know, basically committed statutory rape and, you know, had an affair with him when he was, I think, 16 years old. Yeah, that's how we met her. She was 90 at the time, and he was... But she was a teacher. And now they're married to each other. And I think they've adopted children. I don't think they could have children. I think they've... I'll get more information. But, you know, it'd be nice to have some information on that, wouldn't it? Don't you think? There's so many other... That, again, like I said, the little Asian guy back there, and I think it's called North Korea, who's got the ability to cause some real havoc. Yeah, it's not important. Everything I'm looking at here, you know, the LA Times runs a piece... our liar in chief never wrote that about Obama because he was, you know, you should have been able to hear the clouds part. No, I didn't say fart. I said part. Right? I mean, for people on the left, seriously, every time Obama entered the room or his name is said, that's what they heard. It's just craziness. The man never did anything wrong, but he did a lot wrong. I'm not going to say everything he did was wrong. I'm not going to do it. Because I'm sure we could find some things that he did that were good. But the mere fact that all those years and off, like I said, just something as simple as going to Chicago with the other two would have made a world of difference. So I'm looking at the news sources, and not just Fox, but you know, you go out to most of the news sources, and pretty much every story is about Trump lying, Trump hiding something up with Russia, Trump, you know, I guess now they're talking about Spicer going away, and Sarah Huckabee might take his place. I doubt it. They talk about Trump's, the staff's hostile attitude towards the press. I'd be hostile towards the press, too, if I was him. Since the day he started to move ahead, these guys have said absolutely nothing nice about him. Absolutely nothing. And you can't say there was anything nice, because before he was running for president, he was God's gift to many of the inner city issues. He gave money to everything. When he brought buildings in, when he did projects inside the cities, that the areas around his projects thrived tremendously. People got jobs. Things got taken care of. The economy improved. And not because of Trump, but because of what he was bringing there. So this is all a game because they didn't win. That's really what it boils down to. They didn't win. And they talk about the things. You know, it's funny how fast they covered up for. And let's go back a little bit in time, huh? If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That was a lie. I told you you could stay on your plan, but only if it fell within the guidelines of the new plans we put together. That was a lie. We could go on and on. You know, Benghazi had to do with a film that was made in California. That was a lie. But they won't even address those issues. When you sit there, you saw it on The View the other day. See, I didn't even get a chance to. You saw it on The View the other day. When one of the guests, a liberal guest, started to bring in and talk about the lies of Hillary Clinton. And Whoopi Goldberg went nuts. I don't want to hear about lies. He's a liar. We could talk about it. I mean, oh my God. Even when somebody lies, we know they've lied. This is the truth they lied. We can't talk about the lying. Not if they're a Dem. If they're a Republican, we can rip them up for weeks at a time. You know, I heard it on the radio the other night. Actually, I heard Tucker Carlson say it. I've been saying it in the show for years. We are no longer Americans. This is not the United States of America. It's the divided states of Democrats versus Republicans. That's what it is. It used to be at least we tolerated each other. Now we don't even tolerate each other. We look at the other side and go, you're an idiot. That's it. We're over. Conversation done. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. They're going to have Xander Gibbs going to join me after the break. Always have a good time when he's on the show. We'll deal with, I don't even know what he dealt with on his show today. We'll probably talk about that a little bit. But just a mere fact that the only thing that the news sources can do right now, the only thing they can deal with is Comey and Trump. Now, I look at Trump. We just stop with the accusatory tweets, Twitters, whatever. Give me like 5 more years. I'll figure it out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs joins me after the break. I need a break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Lines are clean, we're okay. Hold on. Oh, I'd love to do disco like somewhere.
Yeah!
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and I'm part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I would have to put the camera on top of that lens for them to see it. They can't see it. The other one really looks like a bad LSD trip with disco music behind it. So you wouldn't know about that, little Miss Lily White over there. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. But let me bring Xander Given, because if I don't, I'll probably get crucified here in a minute. Anyway, Xander joins me every week. We kind of kick off the weekend together. No booze. Look around. There's nothing here. So, Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Another comedian, really seriously. Okay. I got to get one of those boom bunch up here for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, did you guys talk about Michelle Obama's like ripped about the new campaign? First of all, to get rid of her lunch meals that weren't being eaten, they were being thrown away. You knew about that, right?
I heard stuff about it today. I saw a lot of Republicans sniping about it on social media, but I'm not surprised because, you know, let's face it, it's not like it was a successful program, was it?
No. Okay. So, what kid in elementary school wants to eat a baked potato with a, you know, half a pat of butter on it? I mean, really, seriously. And not only that, you know, what guts does she have? She's out there telling people to eat healthy as there's pictures of her husband coming out of, you know, Roscoe's Waffle and Chicken, and really, or Chicken and Waffles, I'm sorry. You know, I'm saying to myself, how do you do that? It's like sitting there with a cigarette in my mouth and telling your kids, if I ever catch you smoking, I'm going to ground you for a month. I mean, seriously? But the food, I mean, her food program was bad. And it wasn't because it was her. The program was just bad. Kids weren't eating it. The schools were throwing away a good portion of the food because you can't force kids to eat. And no. You know, now that's been lifted. And there's a new program that they're pushing out there called Let's Move to get I'm sorry. The critics were on her case for her program called Let's Move. And what, isn't that kind of just as dumb as Just Say No?
Yeah. God, I remember Just Say No. There were songs about it and everything.
Yeah, like that. Because, you know, it's real easy when the drug pusher comes up to you and says, hey, if I got something to make you feel better, well, I'm supposed to just say no. That worked out
really
well. Anyhow.
Yeah, because when that occurred, you know, I would just sing to the drug pushers. I would be going, don't listen to anyone else. All you got to do is be yourself.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, you threw me off there, Sander.
Well, thank you for reinforcing my meeting moment, Joe.
Yeah,
that was very nice of you.
You threw me off. I thought I was going to be able to get a sandwich. I thought it was going to be like a, you know, 2 or 3 minute long, you know, song. So, anyway, she is, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that, if you think about everything that's been going on over the last few days, and how the Dems don't do anything wrong. Everything they do is right. So when I saw this, it was the first thing that came to mind was she had schools telling her. She had people telling her that the program was a failure. The food portion of it, the exercise portion of it, and they can't fess up to it. I'm thoroughly confused at this.
It's written in the... Chairman Mao used to give a book to all these people, like a book about how to be indoctrinated. Well, the libs do the same, and it's like Lib 101 that you know, never admits to anything being wrong. You know, even if it blatantly is, like Obamacare, cough. You know, so they have to kind of keep him with that manifesto, you know, with Chairman Baz.
You know who we haven't talked about in a long time, but it's because of the news cycle, is, what do you call him, de Blasio? They're in New York, you know? And he's coming up to have to run here soon, and, you know, people are going to run against him big time. And I wonder if this is actually going to get New Yorkers out to make a move and get rid of this guy, because he doesn't have a great approval rating, you know?
No. Well, actually, his name is pronounced de Blasio, so get it right. But no, he's terrible. I mean, he's the cops who work in New York, around New York, are still waiting for a pay deal. And that's disgusting for me, the public servants, you know, essential services like the police are having to wait for a pay deal so they can, you know, feed their families and you know, be in line with inflation and stuff like that. But the guy has been terrible from day one. When the Pope came to town, he opened these homeless centers and promptly closed them down again. But they weren't called homeless centers. They were called, he gave them some, you know, grandiose name, and he was like, oh, no, they will function once the pontiff has left, you know, but they're gone. But no, it's not even because he's a liberal. It's because he's just not good at what he does.
He's so terrible.
I'm more than happy to pat people on the back when they do good things, whether they happen to be a Republican or a Democrat. But sadly, this guy hasn't done much that anybody wants to pat him on the back for, except his wife or his live-in lover, whatever she's referred to as nowadays.
What I love about this one, yeah, there you go. New Yorkers want him out despite his highest approval ratings in a year. Now, don't look it up. Don't cheat. What do you think his approval rating is?
Zero.
Highest approval rating in a year. You think it's above 50 or below?
Oh, definitely below.
Okay. Yeah, you know him too well. 42%. Don't you think that's wonderful?
No. I don't think anybody ever has 100% approval rating apart from you and I, Joe.
Yeah, well, mine's 98, so you're actually doing better than me. So anyhow.
Yeah, I've always been 100%. You know, but I think that the concern is with people like this guy. He's just so slimy. I mean, I can't. You know, when I see him come on the local news, I have to switch it over right away because just the voice. It's like you know the. It's worse than a teacher in Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, he's, you know, I read a lot about, not him, but about the election that actually got him in there. And it's amazing that, you know, he got in because they had one of the lowest turnouts in New York for that election. You know, so he was able to turn his people out, which goes to the point that I'm sure you tell your people as well, how important it is for you to get out and vote, right?
Exactly.
You know?
And or if you're illegal, get out there and vote 10 times.
Yeah, yes, right. We'll give you a list of places you can show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, no question about it. So when you look at this, though, and I say to people, you realize that, I don't know, he's going to be in 4 years. The amount of damage these guys can do in 4 years, it could take somebody 8 years to turn it around, 10 years to turn it around. So don't have the attitude, not a big deal. We can turn this around in a relatively short period of time. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Anyway, because you believe in capitalism, too. I know you do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. More with Zandy Gibb right after this.
He said, did you eat some of that snake that Tommy cooked the other day?
I did not. But I do have 2 snake skins hanging on a board in the living room that are being dried out.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sole Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'm Gomez Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get Xander Gibbs back in with me. I always have a good time when he's on the show. Xander, thanks for being with me. And where do people find you? And I don't mean physically.
XanderGibbs.com or any local fast food outlet, probably.
And he'd be more than happy if you'd buy him a hamburger that he'd gladly pay for next Tuesday for this.
You see me,
today.
Buy me a burger.
There you
for
go.
Heaven's sake.
Anyway, yeah, because we want you also contributing to the carbon footprint of the planet, you know, according to Mr. Oblamo, the eating eating beef is bad for the environment. And immediately the White House chef pops up and says, is this from a man that ate steak like five nights a week, you know, for 8 years on your dime. Anyway, just thought that.
Do as I say, not as I do. Barry Oblamo, I'm here for you.
Well, isn't this kind of what they do? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to sound like everybody else, but think about it. Look at all the people that went out to that carbon convention, whatever. And you know, he goes out there with a big entourage. You know, he's got a whole bunch of Escalades running behind him. He's got a helicopter following him everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Right, and then some of those other Hollywood types, they shoot out their own private jets. I mean, God forbid they go commercial. Or what if they all went in the same jet? I mean, do you think they had a few extra bucks to throw together? They're always doing the opposite, aren't they?
The excuses for that is they can't have all these signatories on the same plane. What if there's a bomb on it or something?
Well, the country will stop running. Hey, Xander, what do you think about all these Hollywood types now? I think there's 22 of them. That have talked about running for president. I'm talking that guy, The Rock. I don't know what his real name is. And then you got Oprah, and you got all these people talking about, like, seriously?
Yeah, I'm thinking of running for president, actually, but I'm not sure which wine cloth, to be honest. I mean, it makes me laugh when these people say, I would run for president.
I could do a better job than him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is that, you know, at least Donald Trump has, like, run, like, a very successful business. He's, you know, it's not like he was, like, a community organizer or anything like that.
God. You know, looking at some of the things earlier. I was looking at some of the things that Michelle Obama had tried to integrate or tried to make happen and what have you. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the first lady usually picks A, you know, one or two things that are close to her heart, and she pushes it, and she brings people together with her. And you know how they're accusing Donald Trump of being a dictator, just does whatever he wants to do. And I'm back to this food thing just for a second, and I'm thinking to myself, she was all over this. She wouldn't take any input from anybody, and she was pushing these things. They just have this mindset that they're right all the time. That if it's a thought between the ears, it has to be truth. And I'm sorry.
Of course, it's in the manifesto. It's written down. I actually had I have fights on Twitter every day, but I had a fight with this Democrat girl today who was saying to me, "I beg to differ. It's the president that's under investigation." I'm like, "The president's not under investigation at all. He's needed to see an election campaign that's under investigation, not the president." But I think it's important that we make people own what they say. Yep. Yesterday, someone was saying, the Trump administration treat the LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, F, G community so badly. And I'm like, oh, really? Give us examples. You know, there were no examples forthcoming. And the reason there were no examples forthcoming, because number one, it wasn't true. But number two, apparently, I don't look at the news enough. So as a political commentator with a radio show and a TV show, I don't look at the news enough. So, you know, it's standard responsive. Don't watch the news enough.
No, they're great. They're great. They throw stuff out there. They try to make it stick. And you're right. A lot of them, it's funny how they take us on. And not that we're the smartest people in the room, because usually I'm not. But they try to take us on. I know you are, which is why I'm so intimidated when you're on. But
yeah.
But they try to take you on. They throw stuff at you. And he goes, you know what? Do you know about this, or do you know about that? And do you understand that this has happened yesterday? And they don't get it. They don't pay attention. One of the things I love that's running all around the place right now is Feinstein has been calling for the deputy AG to either name a special prosecutor or resign. Now, there's only one problem with this. You can't have a special prosecutor till you have a crime. Now, you could have a special investigator, right?
What
is
a special prosecutor for? What
are you going to prosecute? Seriously.
Are we talking about the allegation that the fact that Donald fired Comey is illegal and that he tweeted about it was illegal? I mean, please. Some people need to stick to a lawyer to find out what the definition of illegal is.
Yeah. Well, it's not illegal when you're here illegally. It's only illegal when you do something they don't like that you do. But exactly. My point is, you have to have something. You would have to have done something that they have proof of before you're prosecuted.
Yeah.
That's number one. You know, the person you said that you were going back and forth with on Twitter, the one I love is this. When Mrs. Clinton said that she wasn't under investigation, but her server was, I'm thinking, I have never in my 57 years ever read about a law enforcement group issuing or doing an investigation on a server, you know, on a piece of hardware. And so it's the same thing here. I mean, if there's an investigation going on, and Comey wouldn't give all the details, they are investigating whether the Trump campaign, you know, people in the campaign as a whole, were in collusion with the Russians. But funny how they can skew that against him, right?
Exactly. Well, they found two cases of Smirnov in Trump Tower last week, which is absolute concrete proof that Donald Trump is in collusion with Russia.
There was a story. I know what vodka is, buddy. Let me tell you what. Anyway, story for another day. So you're gonna get me killed. But they found out today that the attorney firm that Trump uses has ties to Russia. They have Russian clients. So, I mean, that's proof positive. That and the fact that I think somebody who worked for him like 11 years ago, their great-grandmother's grandfather was 1/20th Russian. So I think we're finding clues. There's a dotted line coming up here.
Come on, in fairness, Donald Trump did sell that property in Florida to a Russian company.
Oh,
so that's evidence of collusion, you know.
Yeah.
I thought some Russian teaching children to speak English about 10 years ago. So obviously I've been involved in, to sing, sorry. I've been involved in Russian collusion too. Mm-hmm. Yep. You can just call me Comrade Gib from now on.
Yeah, I this is just stupid. They're spending so much time on this. There's so many other things going on. It's like, I don't know if you heard about this one, but the University of Chicago, they've decided that the Brits, right, they need to pay reparation for imperialism. It's really that easy. So the I thought you'd get a chuckle out of that. The University of Chicago student organization was pressured into changing the topic for an upcoming debate because some consider it to be colonialism. Now, the debate hosted by the elite school's political union was initially set to ask if the British Empire, a force for good, but the student outcry over the title eventually resulted in the name change because the Brits forced imperialism on other groups in other countries. I mean, this is what they've raised. This is what they've done.
Where does this end? You know, we got to pay reparation to the Native Americans. The Germans have to pay reparation to the Jews.
I should get in on this.
The Italians have to pay reparation to. Who do the Italians have to pay?
What do we do? We didn't do nothing. Hey, the Americans showed up. We threw down our guns. We didn't cause any trouble. We went quietly.
All right, I'll let you off them.
We've
never forgiven you for not giving us the real recipe for a bolognese, so, you know. But we'll stick with that one. And it just gets that ridiculous, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's to the point where anything you say on a school grounds, anything you say on a college grounds, and coming up with they're guilty of colonialism or imperialism, really? No. Seriously? You think I've never opened up a history book? Give me a break. And some of those places were better off for them being there.
Well, with that in mind, can I sue Disney then for reparations for what they've done to unicorns over the years?
God, Xander.
Is that possible, do you think?
Listen, anything's possible. You can sue for anything nowadays, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was talking, one of the questions I asked last night, and we're coming up on the break, but I want to know your thoughts on, I think we're becoming so much more violent. Not a little, we're becoming so much more violent, and it's almost like we expect it and we accept it. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Xander Gib joins me and will be with me on the other side of the break.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
She's gonna make it. Well, let's see. I'll pull this up. Go and see your host. Oh. You gonna be okay there, woman? So, for those of you watching, there's producer Tammy losing her mind. We had a, during the break, you're listening to Real Side, by the way. And during the break, there's this, what do you want to call it? It's a video of a guy that, quite happy. He must have heard a song or music or something that came on that just got him all excited. And he's in a Speedo. And let's see. I would say maybe a tad too much belly fat, would you say?
Yeah. A red lamé. Speedo, no less.
It's a what?
A red lamé Speedo. You know, obviously, his friend had made it. His mother was a solid gold dancer or something.
Oh, my God. So,
but you would be polite saying he was happy because gay is the word that sprang to mind.
But I saw that, and I sent it to you because I just thought it was kind of, you know, here's a Here's Mr. Happy. I don't know if somebody bought him a brand new whatever. It was fun. And how many people? Well, hey, look. And I mean, how many people get caught doing stupid things? You think you're all alone and nobody's watching you, and then this happens, which is just hilarious. I'm sorry. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We're here with Xander Gibb, who joins me every week. Well, kicks off the weekend with me here. And
yes.
We just have so much fun. I'm sure you go drinking afterward. I mean, probably make you a little nuts there.
Before, during, and after, actually. But, you know.
Oh, so this thing threw me. Oh, this is the this threw me all off. I don't even know what the heck were we talking about. I want to talk to you about violence. That was it. Not violins, but violence. And
right. Hurry up, bro. I'll have to punch you in the face.
Yeah, some of you old guys will get that one. But we're seeing so much more violence out there. We're seeing so much more, you know, with the young people, and it's, you know, beating each other up for no reason other than the 15 seconds of fame that they're going to get on Facebook, and how we go from zero to teed off. Road rage is on the rise. I mean, you can't blame it all on Trump. I blame it all on a society that has I can do whatever I want to do, you can't tell me what to do, kind of attitude.
Yes. I totally agree on a lot, you know, some of it stemming from celebrities. Look at the guy Shia LaBeouf. You know, admittedly that, you know, someone called him an anti-Semitic name, but it got violent with him. And people were saying, yes, but it's okay. If someone calls you an anti-Semitic name, it's okay to be violent with them. No, it's not. I think society is a place now where it's actually excusing violence, and that's a worry for me. But there is such an undercurrent, and a lot of celebrities are kind of putting out there this kind of anarchy because, you know, Donald Trump is not really our president. Well, you know, I'm not sure what he is because he was voted in by the nation fairly and squarely. And if you don't like Donald Trump, you can behave like this. And if you're Madonna, you can talk about blowing the White House up and nobody arrests you. And if you're Chelsea Handler, you can incite violence and the FBI says nothing. And I think part of the problem is that when we don't get tough with people for being violent and encouraging violence, it grows.
You mean when we don't enforce the law?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Something along those lines?
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of these people go nuts with not just the deportations, but I guess there was a woman the other day was dragged. I don't know if it was Sessions or one of those people, but they were dragged away and arrested. And so the left made it try to look like she was trying to simply exercise her free speech rights. Well, it's not your free speech rights. Not when you're yelling things at somebody that you're going to violently attack them or do something to them. That's no longer free speech. That's now a threat. Get over yourself and figure it out. You know, I'm amazed at these people, again, that think they can say whatever they want to say, however they want to say it, and it has to be acceptable. Why? Because they have a right of free speech. We don't. They do. So, there's my rant. So, have you heard about DePaul University and they have now banned Gay Lives Matter signs. So.
Excuse me while I vomit. Go ahead.
I'll wait to come back, right? Because what happened was, I guess there. Let me just quickly read this to you. It's the DePaul University has prohibited the campus group Turning Point USA from displaying posters with the slogan Gay Lives Matter to advertise a presentation Wednesday by a gay reporter on radical Islam's discrimination against the LGBTQ community. Now, think about this. In and of itself, and at its purest level, why can't someone talk about the anti-gay, belief of the Muslim or Islam community? This shouldn't be an issue, right? I mean, they talk about it in the Christian community all the time.
There are Christians out there that believe that that homosexuality is a sin, and one, although one might not agree with them, it doesn't stop them having the right to talk about it.
Yeah, so the decision to reject the posters was made as some students at the school protested the event. The event was titled Dictatorships and Radical Islam, the Enemies of Gay Rights. So they didn't like the title of the event. They didn't like what the event represented, what it suggested. Well, there's no suggestion. Just watch them throwing gays off of buildings in Iran and or Iraq or any one of those places. It's not a suggestion. It's a reality. I mean, this has got to make you nuts from a standpoint, again, we're back to the same old stuff. There's no sense of reality. There's no sense of logic with these people. If it feels bad, I'm not interested in having it.
This kind of thing sends my brain into a spin because there is a real difference. You know, it's like the whole issue with gay marriage. Any Christian person that disagreed with gay marriage was labeled as a homophobe. Now, I don't necessarily see that as the case. If you say, I disagree with gay marriage and all gays should be put to death, then maybe you are a little homophobic. but it's such a stretch that now we have any kind of disagreement. And, you know, I'll be the first one, like, standing there, you know, fighting with people that are truly oppressed. But I just worry at where we're going with all of this. I really do.
But you create more animosity when you don't allow people to speak about it. You create animosity when you won't here's a gay guy that wants to talk about where the Muslim religion is when it comes to the LGBTQ community. So if they have a heartburn with it that guy's talking, then get somebody from the Muslim community in to speak about it. Open up the dialogue. Have a conversation. You know.
Yes, I often have people from Muslim organizations on the show to talk about things, and you know, a lot of people don't like the fact that I do, but it's imperative to dialogue because that's how we start to grow and work together as a community. Because if you ostracize yourself and just see everybody as a hater, then you ain't going anywhere, are you? Let's face it.
No, there's no forward movement. I love this. One of the lines in here is that the school, DePaul College, originally turned down Unborn Lives Matter, and they likened. Now I'm going to take it from their warped sense of view. They likened it to the Gay Lives Matter. So let me see. Gay lives. You have to be aware, alive, and here to say hi. I'm gay, and the unborn life has no voice. Nobody's speaking for it. How exactly do the two tie together? These are college administrators.
I would have had to have gone around with a pen, actually, and put an O in front of the live on all the posters so it looked like it said Gay Olives Matter.
I shouldn't be laughing about this stuff because it's really that bad. But it's so silly if they would sit there and just look and listen to what they're saying. You know,
right.
I mean, listen to this at the most simplistic level, how asinine this stuff is.
Is that, you know, as someone that's kind of gone full circle with all of this, you know, I spent 20 years, you know, fighting for gay rights, and it wasn't until I kind of took a step back and started looking at things from a different perspective did I see the level of brainwashing that goes on in the LGBT community. And it's actually scary, and you know, I was there. I was you know, I had ideologies that were drummed into me. If you disagreed with me, you were homophobic. And that's a worry.
Wow.
It really is a worry that people believe that. If you disagree with me about what the best music is, that doesn't make you homophobic. It might mean you have bad taste in music, but it certainly doesn't make you homophobic.
No, I agree with that. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, Xander was on one of my, early on was on one of my feeds on Facebook. And they were calling him homophobic. And even though he kept telling them that he was gay, they still, and I'm thinking, my God, how full of yourself are you that you're going to tell somebody who lives the life that they're wrong about what they believe to be truth? Just crazy. Anyway, hey,
yeah.
Time's up. Got to tell people where to find you really fast.
Xandergibbs.com.
That's too easy, dude. I hate that. I hate that about how easy it is for you to do that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fraternity at the University of Chicago that had to make an apology because their construction theme-based party was racially insensitive. God, we have lost our minds. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back.